Yeah, we're holding off Ches Amar Aleph. But in the middle of Shalah, again, in Machlaikis, which we had before between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that the Shalah is the tit that the Kohen Gadol has, that's Maratza. When the Korban itself is Tomei, v'dievet, if you bring it, it's okay. Why? Because of the tits. So we had before that Yehuda says, it's only good, Oideiwa Mitzcha Maratza. Ain't Oideiwa Mitzcha, ain't a Maratza. Yehuda's Shita was, the tits only helps when the Kohen Gadol wears it. When he doesn't wear it, it's not Maratza. And Rabbi Shimon holds no, that even when the tzitz is not on the Kohen Gadol, when he's not wearing it, still it's Maratza. Rabbi Shimon brought a raya from the Avodas Yom Kippurim that we said it's Maratza, even though he's not wearing it when he goes with Maya Lifnim. Such Rabbi Shimon's raya, even when you're not wearing it, still we say the tzitz is Maratza. So whereas the question at the bottom we had, we have Yehuda Nam Yaksiv Tomid, it says, you have to have it on your Tomid. So who Tomid Shle Yasir Daitim Imen we had? He should not be Masir Das. That Tomid just means the tzitz. Whenever he is wearing it, he should not take away his mind from the tzitz. Just like a kal v'chomer from tefillin. That we learn out chayvod l'mashas b'tefillin mechol shor. You're supposed to move your tefillin all the time. Kal v'chomer mitzitz. And what's the kal v'chomer? Uma tzitz. Shein bo yelas korachas. The tzitz only has one time Hashem's name written on it. It says Kodesh LaHashem. Still we say Omri Torah, Al Mitzchoi Tomid. The Torah says that the tzitz should be Tomid, so we're saying it doesn't mean always. It just means Shlo Yisir Daitim Imenu. The Kohen should not take his mind away, should not think about something else. His Kol Zman is wearing the tzitz, his mind should always be on the tzitz. Is Tfilin, Sheyesh Be'em Askoras Harbe, Tfilin that has a lot of Hashem's name in it, is Alachas Kama V'Kama. That to say that you should be thinking about the tefillin, and you should not be Mesir Das, don't think about something else. Therefore, today to remind you to think about the tefillin, you have this inyan of Chayiv Odom L'mashras Tefillin B'chol Shor. There's a chiv upon a person to say that to move his tefillin. It doesn't really move it off the place. It just means, like, touch it to know it's there, to remind you to think about your tefillin. So it's a Kal V'Chomer from the tzitz. That the Yehuda Shita was, it's only when he's wearing it, it's Maratza. The Pasuk says Tomid. So it's not to say to be Maratza, it's only when you're wearing it. So Tomid means that when he is wearing it, he should not be Masir Das from it. So Taisha speaks out, Omat Tzitz Tema, La Tema, Liforach Malat Tzitz, Shekein Hashem Hu Begoli, Tiyama Betfilin, Shehein Mechupin Or. There's a difference. The Tzitz, what the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, it had written on it Kodesh Lashem, it had Hashem's name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, written on it. So it was Begoli, you could see it. Maybe that's why you should not be Masir Das. Mashenkein the tefillin, even though it has a lot of Hashem's name in it, but you don't see it. The parshiyos are covered up with the skin in the bias. So v'ein latar it's the hachinam iksiv shakai. It says betfillin on the outside of the tefillin you have the shin, the dalad, and the yud. The Torah says no, you only have the shin, you don't have the dalad. The yud is not a real halacha, and it's not really the oisius of Hashem. So chura tefillin, the oisius are only inside the bias, so it's not daimed to the tzitz. The Torah says, "Enechnami v'nirali di'ena kal b'chayma gomer." This is not a real kal b'chayma. The Raisa, "Elimid rabbonim." It's only a svar mid rabbonim. Vachi kama, "Nina medika chum retzvei betzitz." Can mafarish? Avada there are svaros that tzitz is more chomer. It's a beged shel kohen gadol. He only wears it in the base of mikdash. Avada it's more chomer the tzitz. Hashem's name is on the outside of the tzitz. Of a mikomokom, kivon diika betfilin sant chashiv zeh. Since the tefillin has such a chumran that it does have a lot of Hashem's name in it, is svaru. It's tam svaru in the rabbonin that there should be such an inyan to feel your tefillin kiseida, not to be mesir das from your tefillin. So the Shonim is another kashia. We know that Allah is not supposed to sleep when you're wearing tefillin. Why? Shema yafiach ben. We're afraid maybe you let some air out. The Shabbos. The Tzitzis kashia tepik le mishum hesach adas tochom. Here it's mashma kol zaman you're wearing your tefillin, you're not allowed to be mafiach das. So what do you have to come on the reason why you can't sleep with them? Because you may be mafiach. Stam, it's also because you're not going to be, you'll be mafiach das. But then he says, Yeshleima, Dainal Naim et Taim et Hesach Adas Tocha. Could be that's the reason of Hesach Adas. The reason why you should not take your mind off the tefillin is not so much as a positive to think about the mitzvah tefillin, but rather not to be mafiach. So you shouldn't let wind out of your body. That's why you should not be mafiach das. Achidish. Inam et Taim says no. that avada hestachadasya means you're supposed to think about the mitzvah tefillin. But Toi says the Chiddush. Amar Rabbi Chanan, the time of the hestachadas l'shayach elu kishunir. Hestachadas is only calls the man you're awake. His calls the man you're awake mean when your mind is working, your mind should not think about something else. That's like if you're zoyin to the tefillin. If you are thinking already, you have to think only about the tefillin. You can't go wandering off thinking about something else. But when a person is sleeping, is not thinking anyway, that would not be a start for Nesachadas. So therefore, the Gemara and Shabbat has to say, the reason why you can't sleep with your tefillin on is because Shishem Yefiyach Ben. So the Gemara now, Rav Shimon, the Yom HaTomid Maratzer, Rav Shimon says, no, Rav Shimon Shita was that even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still it's Maratzer. That's the pshat from Tomid. Whenever there's a tzitz around, if the kahanim bring a korban that the dam or the boss of the korban itself is tamei, but the ever the korban is kosher. I will tziv al mitzchoy v'nosa. The pasuk says no. It's mashma only when the tzitz is on the forehead of the kohen gadol. Then it's v'nosa. Then it helps that the korban brought betume is okay. But mashma when it's not al mitzchoy, when he's not wearing it, it's not okay. So what's the kasha to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says the tzitz helps even when he's not wearing it. And the Gemara, who look avail and mock him with the yosa. This pasuk that al mitzchoy v'nosam, that when the tzitz is on his forehead, that's when it helps. It just means to say a mock him where it's supposed to be. But it doesn't mean that it only helps when he's wearing it. Even when he's not wearing it, it's also a maratza. Just means this is the mock him. And where is the mock him? We'll soon see. For Rabbi Yehuda, look avail and mock him in ole. How does Rabbi Yehuda know where the place where he's supposed to put the tzitz? Nafkalei from the other part of the pasuk. It says me'al mitzkoy, like on top of his forehead. So
it means on his forehead, right below his ear.
To his forehead. That's where the tzitz was put. Look, this would be right. If Reb Shimon, the more Reb Shimon Ami, typically me'al mitzkoy, according to Reb Shimon also, you know where the place where to put the with the tzitz. It's not on top of the mitznefes. It's not on top of his hair. It's like below his hairline. That's where he put the tits on the forehead. So you know it from this pasuk mi'al mitzchoy. So what did he need a pasuk for before al mitzchoy v'noso? So the more ainoch inami. Reb Shimon is also made from this pasuk al mitzchoy. Here we know the mokum where the tits is supposed to be. Elo al mitzchoy v'noso mayovedly. So what does he do with this extra pasuk? That's not extra. Just the pasuk is mashmam. That when does the tits help when he's wearing it? He's al mitzchoy v'noso. That when the Kohen Gadol is wearing, when the tzitz is on his forehead, then it's v'nosa. Then it helps to be meratza. So what does Reb Shimon do with this pasuk? Omalok, Reb Shimon answers like this. Royo lemetzach meratza. When the tzitz is royed to be worn, that means it's not broken, then we say it's meratza, even if he's not wearing it. But she'ena royo lemetzach. If the tzitz is broken, it's not royed to be worn, then we say ena meratza. Then it won't help. He said, it only helps, even though he's not wearing it, if it could be worn. And lafuke nishpara tzitz is coming to tell us when the tzitz is broken, so he can't wear it, now it's not maratza. So even according to Reb Shimon Shita is, you don't have to wear it, but it has to be wearable. But if it's broken, you can't wear it, then it's no good. So the Gemara, lafuke nishpara tzitz deloy maratza. For the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda, nishpar hatzitz minolei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know when the tzitz broke that it's no good? How do we know it's not maratza when it's broken? So the Gemara nafkali, he turns it out, mimetzach, mitzchoy. It says an extra word, mimetzach. It could have just said mitzchoy, it said mimetzach. That's come to teach us that it can't be broken. I shouldn't say anything. So the famous kasha has to be here, like what's the Gemara's kasha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, nishpara tzitz minoli. How do we know if it's broken, it's no good? Yeah, Yehudi Shita is that tzitz only helps when he's wearing it. So Herb Shita, if it's broken, he can't wear it. Like, what's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara's asking Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpara tzitz minoli. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this Yisoid? That if the tzitz is broken, it's not Maratza. The Herb Shita is not Maratza, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is only when the Kohen is wearing it. So Tayyaz Shonim gives the Teretz. That's Tayyaz Shonim asks his kasha, the third one. Vim Taima, Man Lish Nahan Lish Nagufa. The time of Mahan Lishna Gufa, the Amitzchay Venosa, that he says what it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita is only Maratza when he's wearing it. So Shita Nishpra, it's no good. That's the Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know the dash in the first pasuk to say that when he's not wearing it, it's not maratza? Maybe no. Maybe when he's not wearing it, it is maratza. Just nishpa, that's the svarim. Maybe only when it's broken, that's what the pasuk means. Because if we don't have a second pasuk to tell us that when it's broken, it's not maratza, from the first pasuk I would say, you know what the pasuk means? That's not maratza. When it's broken. But enachnami, if it's able to be worn, even when he's not wearing it, maybe it will also be maratza. How does Yehuda know only? So how does he know to say only when he's wearing it it's maratza, but when he's not wearing it it's not maratza? The pshat is because there's two psukim. There's one person to tell us mi metzat to say if it's broken it's no good, and another one to say that when he's wearing it it's maratza. So according to Yehuda, that's the shita. You need two things. It has to be okay, and he has to wear it. If he's not wearing it, it's not maratza. Another sefer wants to say no, it's not shver. Even if it's broken, but maybe he can still wear it. It could be cracked in half, but maybe it's having meaning when he's wearing it though. Maybe it's still maratza. So true, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he always has to wear it. But maybe if he's wearing a broken one, maybe that's also maratza. Kamashma on this pasuk, no, that if it's broken, Rabbi Yehuda is also moed that it's not maratza. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, no, the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon metzach mitzchah damashmalei. He doesn't make any extra drasha from this word metzach mitzchah. So therefore, again, Rabbi Shimon's shita is even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still it's maratza, as long as it's roi to be worn. So the Gemara, Neima Hani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. Let's say the machloikis we had before is totally this machloikis. The machloikis again, what if tum is hutra betzibur or tum is only dechuyah betzibur? Is it mamash ahet the gomer but korban tzibur brought betuma, or it's only that bedichuy? If you have no other way out, you could do it. The Tanya we learned like this: Echod ze v'yechod ze meisin olav kol shiva. That echod ze Tap Rashi says you are my kippur v'pora. Has the Kohen Gadol that does the avodah on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says 7 days before we have to separate him. Who are then the Kohen that burns the Parah Adumah? 7 days before we have to separate him. Now what do we do during these 7 days? So the Brisa says both of them is mason all of Kol Shiva. We sprinkle the water on them all 7 days. Mikol chatoi shoyisham, from all the waters, all the mechatis that were there in the Beis Hamikdash, all the different Parah Adumahs they had, the eshes, they always saved it. And they sprinkled on the Kohen Gadol those 7 days, and on the Kohen that burns the Parah Adumah, they sprinkled it on him. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita, that every one of the 7 days that they separated them, they were maza on them the Mechatis. Rabbi Yosi Yaimeno, ein maza nolav elish lishi yoshvi bovad, only the 3rd day that they separated him, and the 7th day. But every day you don't have to, like the Monashach. Let's say the Kohen touched the mace before him. So it's enough to be mazer on him the 3rd and the 7th day. That's enough. You don't have to do it every single day. Says the Machlokes, Remeya says every day, and Rabbi Yosi says no, only the 3rd and 7th. Rabbi Chanina's kana kana moimer is a difference. That koyin asurif es aparam, the koyin that's going to go to burn the parah adumah, and we have to separate him 7 days in advance, is mazin olav kol shiva and echanami. On him we have to sprinkle the mechatas on him every day of the 7 days. Mashenken koyin godol b'yom kippur. The Kohen Gadol, that we separate him 7 days in advance before Yom Kippur, is Ein Mazen Olav Elish Lishu Shvi. He makes a difference. For the Kohen Gadol, him we only have to do him to the 3rd and the 7th day. We'll soon see what the Machlokes is. So Mora says, my lab, what's the first Machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yosi? My lab, all kemitzvah, this is the Machlokes. That Reb Meir is Sobar Tuma Dechuyihi B'tzibur. Reb Meir holds Tuma. Even if it's a korban tzibur, you're allowed to bring it. That's only dichui. It means if you have to do it, you have no other way out, you can do it. But mechili, you're not supposed to do it. Therefore, we have to try and make sure every possible way that the kohen is tahor. Therefore, every day of the 7 days, you have to be mazer on him the mechatis to make sure that he's tahor. Rabbi Yosi Sobar, no. Tuma heter hi betzibur. Really negate hilchos tuma if the kohen gadol will touch the mace. Still, mitchili is allowed to do the avoida. It's mamash hutra. And that's why you don't have to be mazer on him all 7 days. Because it's not nogay to do it all 7 days. Why do we do it all together? It's time of chumra bi'alma, like Rashi says. Rashi, t'remeya sava dicho yo b'tzibur. Ovinen tairam al yisa. Therefore, you have to try and make this coin as much as possible tor. V'hazo v'zmana, you have to do the azma every day. V'cho yoyim ikal esvuke shema yoyim yom shlishi. Every day we have a suffix, maybe today is the 3rd day that he touched the mace. is even the first day that we separate him, maybe he touched the mace 3 days ago, and today is the third day? So today is the day to make that zot, we have to do it today. On the first 3 days, we have a suffix, like maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. Who are in the last 3 days? It's also a suffix. Maybe this is the seventh day that he touched the mace. Kol yom v'yom ikla svuke misveika shushvi. Hey, it's the sixth, seventh, the fifth, sixth, and seventh day. We have a suffix. Maybe this is the seventh day that he touched the mace. That's why every single day we have to be maza, put the mechatas on him. That's Reb Meir Shita. Vashenken Reb Yosi Sovar, hetahu v'tzibur. That means the loy machmeri bo. We don't have to really be maza the mechatas on the Kohen Gadol, because even if he's tome, it's ramash hutra. He holds to, like Rav Nachman before, that Tum is Hutra B'tzibur. Why do we sprinkle the Mechatas on the third day and the seventh day? Ela Maila B'Yalma, Tzoni Stama Maila B'Yalma. The Afinu Mimeluyim. That we have a minute, we learn that out from the Meluyim. Just like by the Meluyim, the first 7 days, they sprinkled on Aaron the Dam. So Adin Ladaris is an Indian, but the Mitzvah's Prisho, to sprinkle on them something. What? Even though there was Dam, here it's Mayim. So you sprinkle on the Mechatas the third and the seventh day. For the Gemara of Tisbro, is that true? Could this be the Pshat? If you want to tell me, Reb Yosi Shita is that Tum is Mamash Hutra B'tzibur, that even though the Kohen Gadol had touched the mace, Mitchilet Heter Gomer him to bring the carbon. What do we have to have Azor altogether for? So Rashi learns what Lechur, what's the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi already explained it. That the Pshat is the Stama Maila Balma. We're learning out from the Meluyim. Do something. So just like by the Meluyim, it was a sprinkling of Dam, now it's sprinkling my Mechatis. So what's the Gemara's Kashra on the Tzad and the Sutra? What do you have to have the sprinkling, the Hazor for? So Rashi explains, Hazor Klalomli means Betoirash Lishu Shvi. That's the Kashra. Like, how come the Brisa says, according to Reb Yosi, you have to sprinkle the Mechatis the third day, punkt in the seventh day? Mamonisha. If it's Dama Maila Balma, the way they did by the Meluyim they sprinkled Dam on Aaron HaKohen all 7 days. So if you want to make a Maila Dumya, the Meluyim, it should be done all 7 days. How come you only saying to do it the third and the seventh day? Elamai, it has to be because you're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol was a Tamei Meis, and we want to make sure he's Torah, therefore you have to sprinkle on him the third and the seventh day punkt. So according to Rai, Rabbi Yossi also holds that Tum is Dechuyi B'tzibur. You can't say it's Hutra B'tzibur, because this was Hutra, that we don't care at all about making him Torah, so how come we sprinkle punkt the third and seventh day? If it's Tama Miley learning out from the Meluyim, so true, do it. But not only the third and seventh, do it Zeicha the Meluyim, they did every single day. Or else do one day, or else take a choice, any days you want. But what's punkt, how come only the third and seventh? So that's a Rai, you do the third and seventh, because we're afraid maybe the Kohen was a Tamei Meis. And even according to Rabbi Yosi, you have to try our best to make him Tor. His Tum is only Dechuyah B'tzibur. So this is not the Machloikis if you say Hutra or Dechuyah. Everybody here holds it's only Dechuyah. So Gemara answers, Ela, you have to say, Dekula Yalma, Hani Tanoi, Savri, Tum, Dechuyah B'tzibur. Both of these Tanoim, Reb Meir and Rabbi Yosi, both hold that Tum is Dechuyah Taka. That means if it's possible to make the Kohen Tor, you have to try your best to make him Tor. So then what's the machlokes now, if we only sprinkle on the Kohen from the Mechatis the third and the seventh day, or do we do it every day of the 7 days? For Hokal Bokimiflgi, the machlokes is like this, that Remeyah Sovar Amrino, we say, Tfilo Bizmana Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah midiraisa, whenever it comes the time for you to go to the mikveh, if you were tummy, and today's the day you could go to the mikveh, there's a mitzvah to go on time. As soon as possible, go to the mikveh to become Torah. That's called Tfilah B'Zman as a mitzvah. Reb Yosi Sovar, lo yamrinu Tfilah B'Zman a mitzvah. No, there's no such mitzvah for dafka to go to the mikvah to make yourself Torah as soon as possible. Like if you want to wait a day, go later. You can go later, but you make yourself Torah. But there's no mitzvah for dafka, you have to do it at the right time. The Rashi says, Tfilah B'Zman a mitzvah. The Yechsev, it says by the Mechates, V'chot V'chito B'yom HaShvi, V'chives B'godav, like an extra pasuk here. After the Torah already said, Allah is a tummy mace, we sprinkle on you the mechatis the third and the seventh day. Now the Torah says again, v'chitu sprinkle on him, v'yayim ashri on the seventh day, then v'chibes begodiv, or v'rochatz, and then he goes into the mikvah. Is loybo zeh lamed? You know what this pasuk is coming to teach us? Al ha'tfiloh shetei v'yayim ashri. That there's a mitzvah, today's your seventh day, that you could go to the mikvah today, go. The Rashi says, v'yazo nami makshin l'tfiloh. Who are then the Morris soon see, we make a hekesh that the inyan of Hazor, to sprinkle the mechatis the third and the seventh day, it's also a mitzvah to do it exactly on the third day that you touch the mace, and on the seventh day. His makshin and tefillah lios mitzvah bizmano, hilka ko yoyma mazinin olav, yeshemo hayoyim zmano. We're mazin on him every day because maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace, and maybe today is the seventh day. So since there's a minion of tefillah bizmano, and who are in the din of hazor bizmano, so that's from Meir Shita, that every day now comes, we're saying now 7 days before Yom Kippur, we have to be mafreshim on Gimel b'Tishrei. So on the third day of Tishrei, when we separate him, we have to be afraid, maybe touched the mace like 2 days ago, and today is the third day. So today is the third day, there's a mitzvah to make hazor today. So you bedavka have to make hazor today. Who are then tomorrow, the second day also? We have a suffix, maybe touched the mace only 1 day ago. And then the second day is the third day. Who are then the third day? Maybe touched the mace right before we were mafreshim. And that's the third day. So every day is a suffix, maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. Therefore we say, since it's a mitzvah to do it bismanam, we have to be maz every single day. That's where Meir is for. So the more of Rabbi Yossi says, Lo yamrin tefillah bizmana mitzvah. I don't say that svara, that it's a mitzvah yibadavka have to do it bizmana. So in a case like this, so we have to be mafreshu anyway 7 days. So even if the first day was really your third day, so what? You don't have to make that zot today. Wait until the third day, manashach. Like, you, no matter how long you wait, as long as you make that zot like on 1 day, and then you wait 4 days to do it on the seventh day, it's okay. So we'll wait now the first 3 days, make that zor then, and then on the seventh day make that zor a second time. So Mamanashak the Kohen is Torah. Ah, you're not doing that the exact time when he could have done it. Your Yaisa Shita is you don't have to do the Tefillah or the Hazor at the exact second when it could be done. As long as you do it, it's okay. Sas of Rabbi Yaisa Shita. Lo yamrin and Tefillah bezman mitzvah. So we're afraid the more akasha, but Tanya we learn out like that. But Tanya learned in the Brice to put down the Gemara in Shabbos. Hare Shehoye Shane, Kosav al Basari. If somebody has Hashem's name, the Yudke Vovke, written on his skin, on his arm, is Hare Zeh Lo Yirchach, not allowed to wash it off, for Lo Yisach, don't rub yourself there, for Lo Yamed B'mokam HaTenufais. And you can't stay in the Mokam of HaTenufais, Shmutz, because you have Hashem's name in that Mokam, it's not right. And what then you can't wash it off? Because he can't be Moichik Hashem's name. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns Lo Yirchatz. Rashi says Shlo Yimochkenu, that you should not come to wipe it off, to erase it. The Yazara Lo Moichik as Hashem. How do we know you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name? Because the pasuk says V'Yavadetem Eshmam. You should erase, destroy, and avoid the Zara. The Somachlan, right away the Torah says Lo Sasen Kem Hashem Alekechem. You're not allowed to do that to Hashem. Now, even though you're supposed to destroy the avoid the Zoro, but Hashem's name you're not allowed to destroy. So you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. So here that you have that Hashem written on it, and the din is lo yirchutz. You can't even put yourself into the Beis HaMerchutz. Now Tosi asked the Kashan Rashi, so he's going to bring it down. Lo yirchutz per kol kisvei maskinon tainu mishum she'osu lamu fnei Hashem orim. It's a different reason why you can't go take a bath. The reason is because you can't stand like undressed in front of Hashem's name. But mishum le'sasim le'asrinin. But as the yisra not to erase Hashem's name, there's no yisra. Because it's only a grummer. What are you doing? You're just going into the bath, you're going into the shower. You're not doing anything directed to rub it off. It's only a grummer, you're only causing it to happen. And it's not a psik reshem, therefore since it's only a grummer, you're not mechavin, the more it comes out, it's mutter. So what's the yisra why you can't go le'beis ha'merchatz? It's because you can't stand in front of Hashem's name undressed. Therefore, since you have Hashem's name here, it's lo yirchatz. Weiter, nistamnu lo tefillah mitzvah. What's going to be if this person became tamei and he has to become Torah, he has to go to the mikvah? What does he do about going into the mikvah? So it says, korech olav gami. Let him wrap around this Hashem's name on his arm with a leaf. He's put something around it. So, male, it's not cold. You're standing orim, undressed in front of Hashem's name. V'tayv will go down to the mikvah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, yored v'toyv l'kadarkoi. You don't have to worry about putting something around Hashem's name, about putting the leaf, korech gami, but rather go down to the mikvah the way you are, even though you don't have any leaf on Hashem's name. But be very careful not to rub off Hashem's name. Like you shouldn't do a maisa erasing Hashem's name. But as long as you're not doing a maisa to erase it, if you have a tefillas mitzvah, you're allowed to be tabled the way it is, even though you're not covering up Hashem's name. And the Tanna Kamma says, no, not like that. You badafka have to first cover up Hashem's name. The Kaimulon, the Gemara there, Shabbos comes out. What's the machlokes? The betfila bizmano mitzvah kemiflegi. That's the machlokes. If there's such a mitzvah to do the tefillah at the right time. The Tanna Kamma sovar lo yamrin tefillah bizmano mitzvah. The Tanna Kamma holds there's no such mitzvah that you have to go to the mikvah the exact second when you could. So therefore, we tell you, if you have Hashem's name written on your arm, before you go to the mikvah, you have to make sure you wrap something around it. Now, even though you're not going to be able to find the gami so fast, it'll take you a few days till you find the right leaf to put it over. We don't care. Wait 2 or 3 days until you get the gami, and then go down to the mikvah. That's because the Tanna Kamma holds, there's not a mitzvah for davka to be tabled as soon as possible. But Rabbi Yossi Shittur is no. Rabbi Yossi Sovar Amrinon Tfilah Bizman Mitzvah. We know there is a mitzvah to be tovel at the exact time when you could be. So therefore, now this person has a mitzvah to be tovel today. The Israelite is going to tell me that he can't go to the mikvah until he first puts a gami, a leaf, around him. We're afraid he won't be able to find the gami so fast. It'll take time, and he'll have to postpone the mikvah. And he's pushing off the mitzvah. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, you're allowed to go down to the mikvah the way it is right now, even without putting a covering around it. So you see clearly what? The WAC holds, Tfilah Bizmana is a mitzvah. So you can't tell me now the machloikis here is that WAC says the reason why you don't make the Azor every day, only the third and seventh day, because the old is not a mitzvah Bizmana. Here in the Gemara Shabbos, we see clearly that WAC holds, yes, there is a mitzvah to be tabled Bizmana. As soon as the time for you to be tabled is, you're supposed to be tabled, then there's a mitzvah to do it. And that's why we say you're allowed to go to the mikvah, even though you have Hashem's name written on your hand. Well, so as chatzitza, you have to say it's not so tight. You have to say chatzitza wouldn't be chatzitza either. You put it on very loosely, that the water goes underneath it, so it wouldn't be a chatzitza. What? That itself is not right. That's the yoy, right. The yoy that's inside, right? There's no mamoshes there. So it's the yoy dried up on it, there's no mamoshes. So the more Eli you have to say is, I'll tell you, the kuli yalma, lahani tenoy arminin tfilu bezmana mitzvah. Maybe you're right. We have Yossi Shittur is also that whenever the Zman comes to be Tevel, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh at that time. And Reb Meir for sure holds that Shittur. So what's the machlokes then over here by the Azor? Do we only do it the third and seventh or every single day? For Hochabokim, if you hear the machlokes is like this. Rabbi Meir Sovar Makshinen Hazor Letfilah. Reb Meir holds, as everybody holds, the Tfilah. To go to the mikvah, that's like midiraisa. As soon as it comes the time, the seventh day, whenever it is that you go to the mikvah, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah that day. So Shalom, what about Hazor? Now we're saying the thing of Hazor, the third and the seventh day. Is there a mitzvah but not to do with the first, third, and seventh day possible or not? That's the machlokes. So we have this hekesh of the Hazor doing the tefillah. That Remeya says, yes, we're makesh Hazor to tefillah. Just like tefillah has to be done with mana, the hazor also has to be done on the first, third day after you touch the mace. And the seventh day you have to make the hazor. Therefore here when we're mafresh to Kohen Gadol, since we don't know for sure which day he touched the mace, it's only a suffix maybe touched it. So every day we have a suffix, maybe today is the third day, therefore every day we make the hazor. For Rabbi Yossi Sovar, loy matshin and hazor letefillah. Rabbi Yossi Davad, I'm asking to you, Tfilah bizman is a mitzvah. I just don't make this hekesh though, that hazor is not a mitzvah bizmana. If you have a suffix, which is the third day, you don't have to do it every single day, and just pick a third day and a seventh day, that's good. The Rashi says, Leimach shinin, hazor bizmana, lav mitzvi, v'chiksiv shlish yushvi, shelo yaktim. That's all it just means. You can't do like one after another. V'yishor ben hazor lazor, arbo yomim. It just means whenever you do the first hazor, like providing it was after the third day, it could be even the seventh day. But the din is, by the neck, before you make the second hazor, you have to wait 4 days. There has to be 4 days in between the first hazor and the second hazor. Ah, believe me, shoya hazor soy, lezman meruba, less lombo. But if you want to push off not to do the hazor for the first start 10 days later, you're allowed to do it according to Rabbi Yossi. Just whenever you do start, you have to do it once, and then the fourth day from then, you do it a second time. So that's the machloikis. Is hazor a mitzvah bisman or not? We said before, he says what? That there's a difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen that burns the Paraduma. For the Gemara Monashach, Imakish Hazor Letfilah,
Hekesh, Afilu Kayin, Yom Kippur Nami.